One time in L.A., Kanye West came to one of my shows, and I was so psyched. I'm such a huge Kanye West fan, and everything he did to me was so funny. Like, he was in the bathroom for, like, a really long time, and then he came out and goes, "Yo, just so you know, I was on an important phone call. I wasn't taking a shit." But when he was leaving, he was like, "Yo, man, we should hang out sometime. That'd be cool, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, that'd be crazy. I'm such a huge fan. It'd be awesome." So this is the story of the first time I hung out with Kanye West. So he texts me. He's like, "Yo, we're at this club. Come down." So I grab my friend Jason, who's another guy that does not look like he belongs in a hip-hop nightclub. And we head over there, right? And we get there. We get in the club. And they're like, "Yo, we're at capacity." I was like, "Well, Kanye West told me to come down." And he was like, "Somebody's gonna have to come and get you." And so I texted Kanye, I was like, "Hey man, like, they're at capacity. They said someone needs to get me." And then before I could even hit send, I get a text from him, "On my way." He comes out, he's like, and we go in, it was really cool of him to come get us. And we go inside, and like, he's sitting there at a table with like Jay-Z and all these models and stuff. And like, we just did not belong there. Like, if you had a photo of that table, you'd be like, "Who photoshopped those two dudes in there? That was a really good job." And, you know, Jay-Z's there drinking vodka he makes. Like, how baller is that? Jay-Z signed the tab, money went back into his own pocket. He was like, "You crazy for this one, Jay. Ho!" And so Kanye eventually goes, "Yo, man, we're heading back to the crib. You wanna come down?" I was like, "Yeah, that'd be awesome. It'd be crazy to see your house." And so we go down there, me and Jason, and we get there pretty early, and there's no one really there, and I walk in and I hear 808s and Heartbreak playing, which is his album. And I walk up and I see him sitting on the couch, he's like, "Shh." I was like, "Yo, man, are you listening to your own album in your own house, bopping your own head?" And he goes, "Yeah, these beats are dope." And I go, "That'd be like if I had a stand-up album, you came over to my house and I was listening to it going, ha, 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 these jokes are dope." And we're sitting there hanging out at his house, and like, everything that Kanye said to me made me laugh so hard. Like, at one point we were like sitting there talking about music, like talking about TV on the radio or something, and like, he just like cut me off. He's like, "Yo man, hold on a second." And he said the greatest thing I will ever hear in my life. He goes, "Hold on a second. I'm gonna go over there and look in the telescope with this girl with the big titties." And then later on, you know, he was talking about coming to my show, and he's like, "Man, I had a good time at your show." And I was like, "Oh, thank you for coming, you know." And he's like, "Yo, man, you know what you need to do tonight? You need to do some of your jokes." And I was like, "Oh, man, you know what I need to do tonight? Not do that." But he kept bringing it up. He's like, "Come on, man, please. It'd be really cool if you did some jokes, man. It'd be really cool." And eventually I had a couple more drinks. I was like, "Fuck it, I'll do some jokes." And next thing you know, like, my friend Jason's in the living room, like, "This next comedian coming to the stage." And like, I come up to the living room, and like, he's got like 30 people arranged in his living room, and I'm like telling my jokes, and this is a nightmare situation for a comedian. But everyone was very quiet and nice, they listened, they laughed, and it was great. But my favorite part was every now and then someone would be in the kitchen, like making a drink or something like that, and they make a little noise, and then Kanye would jump up and be like, "Yo, shut the fuck up! Homie's over here trying to tell some jokes!" Which is the best thing anyone's ever yelled at a comedy show.